This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is hour three. We've been doing this for 2 hours already today.
Time flies when you are having fun or not. Time flies either way, really.
No, sometimes it drags.
I bet speaking of drags.
whoa. Our next guest is not a drag. He's a great, fun guy. We are joined now by the author of the now I can't even bring him in because you said that. Author of the daily newsletter called So What. He's an independent news creator, and you can see him on Substack. Read him on Substack. See him on YouTube, Newsphere. And he is a contributor to News Nation. Chris Saliza is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, Chris.
Well, I guess good morning.
Hey, only because you're not a drag can I say that.
Oh, man, Amy, I really missed you on vacation.
Wasn't it a nice break?
I assume
joking,
you were
Chris.
Talking about the nature of our politics.
That's what I was talking about.
I did say, actually, Chris, well, no, of course, not you in particular, but I did say as we were coming into the segment, I go, you know, it was kind of nice not talking about politics for a week. Mm-hmm. You kind of feel like a...
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. I felt like human.
So, okay, because politics is so stupid now, stupider than it's ever been.
Yes, that is a good word.
Well, in my lifetime, I think it's stupider. Maybe it's because I'm paying closer attention now than I used to.
That's what Jonah Goldberg, I love Jonah Goldberg, and he always says, it's not the worst time to be alive, it's just the stupidest. Yeah. It's just a stupid time to be alive.
But do you...
Yeah, we are in a uniquely stupid moment, yes.
Chris, do you feel like we are, that there's ever a way to come out of this stupidness?
Yeah, I mean, look, I always say to people, the pendulum of politics swings back and forth, and it will swing back to a better place. And I don't mean this Republican-Democrat. I just mean a place where we can have a little bit more recognition of our common humanity, that there are things we actually could work on together. We could try to solve, we could use the government to solve big problems in this country. It will swing back to, I don't know if we're ever going to solve every big problem, but it will swing back to a point where that is more incentivized. The problem is, I don't know the timeline that it's going to swing back to that on, right? I mean, I always say to people, it'll swing back. It just might not swing back in our lifetimes. I was thinking of that this weekend because, you know, Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, on Friday was at a town hall, and somebody asked about Medicaid cuts and this Trump One Big Beautiful Bill, and she started answering it, and someone interrupted her and yelled, people are going to die. And Ernst responded, well, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, true, but not politically smart. And
no.
in the way back times, and by that I mean like 15 years ago, a politician who said something like that would probably apologize at some level, right? She was on the front page of the Des Moines Register. Like, she's up in 2026. It's not the headline you want. So on Saturday, I saw Ernst made a video where she starts out saying, my sincerest apologies. But then you quickly realize she is not apologizing at all. She is trolling people who were annoyed about her response and saying, I guess I should have said the tooth fairy isn't real either. Like, that's when I think of our stupid politics, I think of that. Like, this is just, she said something dumb. We all, if you talk enough in public life, you're going to say dumb stuff. You say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean it that way. I got frustrated. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a really, really emotional issue for me and other people, and here's what I meant. But no, she doubles down on it and says, yeah, no, that's exactly. It's you who were wrong for getting upset with me, not me who was wrong for losing my cool. And that just, it just typifies everything that I dislike about our current moment in politics.
So I know that we don't really know when this will happen, if there's going to be a correction here at some point. But do you sort of miss, because you're a political junkie, do you miss mm-hmm. when stuff was normal? Or because
yeah,
this is
you know
less
what? You
boring?
Know what? I don't know if normal is the right word. What I would say is there was a time when I was in this business, and I'm 49 years old, and I've been in it basically since I was 22, so 2.5 decades. There was a time when not everyone operated on bad faith, right? Like, there was an attempt from reporters, from the politicians who they covered, from the staff, from, you know, that from activists who followed this stuff closely, that not there wasn't an assumption that everyone was acting in bad faith, and that was a better time. It really was, because I just think now we just see the worst in each other always. And we assume the worst in the people with whom we disagree. I just want to get back to a place where we can, if we screw up, we can say, I screwed up. I'm human. It's going to happen. And I'm going to work to do better. As opposed to, I have never made a mistake in my entire life. The problem isn't me, it's you. Like, that stuff does get tiresome. And I think, by the way, it's why there are so many people who are, you know, pretty fed up mm-hmm. with both political parties and, I would note, with political media.
Well, Chris, I wonder if you know the status of the confusing messages sent to federal employees. My question specifically relates to the National Parks and the Forestry Division, because, of course, we all want to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. But the National Parks and the Forestry are perhaps the most public-facing aspect of our government. It's something that government does really, really well. And as you know, noted, I was gone, I was hiking, and there were a couple of visitor centers that were closed. We had some people
closed,
say, well,
right?
I would go
yeah.
here for information yeah. about this hike in the town we were in. They go, they have a great visitor center about not just the hikes, but the flora, the fauna, the condition of the trails. And they said, but honestly, with all the cuts to the forestry division, it hit us really hard. I don't know if we'll open at all this year. And to me, I felt frustrated.
Yeah, Amy, I think, you know, the one that I always, it's so funny, I've seen polling and sat in focus groups. It's the same kind of thing. So if you ask Republican, Democrat, or whatever, do you think everyone in America should have access to health care? The answer to that question, overwhelmingly for people, is yes. Now, the problem becomes if you follow up with, are you okay with your taxes being raised to fund everyone having health care? People are like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I think that there's a disconnect. The parks thing is another good example. It's like, yes, I think that I'm in favor of getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in the government. Look, I live in D.C. It's a big bureaucracy. Yeah. Of course there's parts of it that could run more efficiently. I'm not sure I would just do what Elon Musk did and just kind of, like, take a machete to it. But, like, you know, yes, of course I'm in favor of that. But I think a lot of people who are in favor of it like a lot of the things the government mm-hmm. does, including maintaining our trails, including, you know, like, I always say it's like people hate FEMA, the Emergency Management Association, because it's like, well, why do we need this? We spend so much money on it. Until you were in the path of a hurricane, or you were in the path of a tornado, or, you know, there's a natural disaster, and you need what FEMA can provide. It's very kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face thinking and a lot of short-term thinking, you know, like, well, today I don't need FEMA, so therefore we should cut it. It's like, well, you know, you are in the hurricane zone, or, you know, like, I was thinking that because it's hurricane season is starting. But, like, it's just, I think it is very hard to get people to understand that in this moment, because our politics is so built around short-term incentives and short-term villainy. You know, oh my, we're spending X on Y. I can't believe we're doing this. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we should spend that amount, but I also think we have to be really careful to just start drastically cutting things because there are, of course, medium and long-term impacts that I would say Republicans, Democrats, Libertarian people who are not interested in politics would not like.
Chris, what's the status of the big, beautiful bill and cuts to Medicaid? Because we've heard people from the Republican side say nobody's going to lose coverage as a result of this. But the numbers that we've seen from outside analysts say people will lose coverage if this thing gets passed. Yeah, so what's the status?
Yeah, so it's in the Senate, Chris. You know, the Senate is back this week. They were off for Memorial Day week. They are back this week. I think the bill will be changed from the version that passed the House. Now, how drastically, I don't know. Most of the focus right now from conservative Republicans is on the spending, which is, you know, this bill, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan group that analyzes this sort of stuff, this bill would add $3.8 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars to our national deficit over the next 10 years. If you're a fiscal conservative who thinks we have debt deficit problems already, this is a hard pill to swallow. So that's where the focus has been mainly. The problem with all of this stuff is when you wall off largely, not entirely, but when you wall off entitlements, which is Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and there are some Medicaid cuts in there, as you rightly know, but when you wall most of that off and you wall the defense budget off, which is what Donald Trump said, you know, it's $1 trillion, we're not going to touch it. There's only so many places you can cut from to make it all add up. I mean, the entitlement programs I just mentioned and the defense budget are a ginormous, that's a technical term, ginormous part of the federal budget. And so if you say, well, we can't touch this 85% of the federal budget, it's hard to find cuts. And I think that's what Republicans are running into. I think, candidly, that's why they are into Medicaid at some level. You know, they're trying to peddle this as it won't really impact many people. But, of course, it will impact some people. But they just can't make the numbers come. I mean, the numbers don't add up, but they can't even make the numbers come close to adding up if they don't do that.
Yeah, they're not. They're just not going to add up, and that's why so many of the DOGE cuts were performative. Like, you could fire every single person who works for the federal government. Every single person. Just eliminate it completely, and you'd barely put a dent in the $2 trillion debt. You'd still have $1.5 trillion of debt. So you're... By saying that this visitor center at the forestry division that actually works well, that actually does its job and serves the people well, it's like a water pistol taking on the fires of hell. It's not going to do anything.
That's exactly right. And Amy, until you touch some of those bigger entitlement programs and the defense budget, you really are sort of cutting at the fringes. You just are.
Yeah. I will say my phone was kind of blowing up over the weekend with Wall Street Journal breaking news updates about the tariffs with China and Trump's conversation or call with Xi Jinping. Where do we stand right now?
It's so hard to get a read because I think that both sides are very interested in looking like they don't need it as much as the other guy needs it. You know what I mean? Like oh, we're fine. I mean, my belief is that there is going to be I do not think we're going to see 143% tariffs put back in place. I think we will see some tariffs put back in place from China and from the United States. I think a deal sort of has to happen for the world economy and for the politics of both Donald Trump and Xi Jinping. Chinese economy is in worse shape than our economy, but you know, if we are not able to import things from China without massively prohibitive costs, the average person will feel that more than they are today. And I think Donald Trump is mindful of that. So I tend to believe without the details are very hard to figure out at this point. But without knowing those details, I kind of think they probably are going to get a deal because political necessity makes it likely they need one. It's just I think, honestly, a lot of this is posturing. who is going to be able to say, they'll both declare victory no matter what happens, but who is going to more credibly be able to say they won a victory? I'm continually baffled by Donald Trump's, we're going to tear, you know, over on Friday, he said we're going to put 50% more tariffs on steel. You know, I just think tariffs, we've talked about this, the three of us, but I just think tariffs are, politically speaking, just absolutely a disaster for the Republican Party. Causes uncertainty in the stock market, the bond market, the dollar. People who trusted Donald Trump on the economy and elected him because of that are less trustful of him now. So every time he mentions it, I think Republicans grimace. I don't know if he's going to stop, but I'm skeptical that we're going to see sort of any long-standing tariffs put in place against our major trading partners going forward, because I think we've seen, and Donald Trump has seen, what that means politically in the near term.
Chris, what are you working on for today?
So I just got off with my friend Chuck Todd. We do, former NBC Meet the Press host, we do a podcast every Monday. You can check it out. And Chuck has a very interesting theory. People probably aren't paying attention to this, but basically, like, over this past weekend, five or six Democrats who want to run for president took very aggressive actions in that regard. I looked this up. We are 1,254 days from the general election in 2028, but it is happening right now. And Chuck has an interesting theory about why it's so active right now. So that's about to go up on my Substack if people want to check it out.
Chris Saliza, you are the best.
You're the
Thank
best.
You.
Thanks, guys. Not a drag.
Not a drag at all.
I cannot believe Amy even suggested
that
it.
That was terrible.
You know, Amy, you were my favorite right up until that comment. And now my fellow namesake, Chris, is my favorite.
How the hell was she in front of me?
Don't worry, it changes a lot.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
It's
I'll take it.
The tariffs.
That's fine.
Is there a tariff? There's not a tariff. Yeah.
My rankings are very changeable.
Thank
Perfect. You're
good.
The best, Chris.
At least
All
I'm on top
have
now.
Have a good week. All right.
Yeah. Chris Saliza, independent news creator. See him on YouTube, Newsphere, News Nation, and also Substack. He is the author of the daily newsletter, So What? You should sign up for that. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji. We have no more guests to insult today. So
that's really
good news for you.
But we do have Monday regrets.
Yes. What are your regrets? Tell us about those. Something happened over the weekend, last week, your life, something that you need to get off your chest. Tell us what your Monday regrets are. We'll do that at 11:30 on KMOX.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, I don't care for that promo because it's outdated. It's outdated. It should be the award-winning Chris and Amy show.
Oh my gosh! Because we had the best opinion.
We have the best opinion.
I don't know. Like that's the thing. I wish I knew. You know, was it my opinion or your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not trying to say we're better than everybody else.
But
our opinions are.
Well, they're the best. Raj,
there's a plaque right behind you. That says
plaque.
Best opinion.
It's objective.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't toot your own
horn.
It is
objective.
Yeah.
There was a whole committee that got together.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your hands, committee. Yeah, they got together and they decided.
Of all the opinions that they heard.
Two good opinions right here.
One of ours was the best.
Congratulations to us.
Well, no, one of us.
Winners of the Missouri Broadcasters Association
Best Opinion. We just don't know which one. Because if it were both of us, they would have said best opinions.
Hey, do you think people voted for us yet in the A-list?
Listen, here's what you need to do. Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. It's pinned. We make it so easy because we really, really need to vote. You to vote for us. We need you to vote for us.
We do.
In the A-list.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happens if we win. Honestly, we just need to beat the Glover Show.
I told you what happens when we win.
What?
We take it down to Steve's office. We go, look at this. So the next time you yell at us. You know how he likes to berate us in front of other people?
Yeah.
We show him that.
And the best opinion.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
if you have two plaques.
A-list? Dude, this texter here says that he is, it's Harambe. It's our guy Harambe. He says that he will vote for us, even though Ranji, me, is a damn Democrat.
Well, thank you, Harambe.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't even know Harambe was a Republican.
Actually, no, that isn't Harambe. Harambe said he's not mad, but he's disappointed. I don't know what he's disappointed about.
Hey, Harambe, what are you about what, though?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Hey, Monday Regrets, as Ranj mentioned, at 11:30, 314-436-7900. Call or text or leave a voice message on the Odyssey app.
And by the way, this is your regret. This is not you regret something that somebody else did. Because we get a lot of people who are like, I regret that this guy won an election. Like, that's not a regret. It's something that you've done wrong.
That was like when we were little, we would do prayers at dinner. And you'd go, and dear Lord, please forgive my sister for hitting me and being mean and taking my toy when I told her not to. My parents would be like, okay, don't rat each other out during the dinner prayer. That's what
that is. What a brilliant way to tattle.
Oh, it's a classic. Remember, Nate Bargatze does a great skit on how no one was as Christian as the Christians in the 80s and 90s. And I laugh because we were the Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith home. But 100%, you would say a prayer and you'd be like, and please forgive my sister for taking my toys when I specifically asked her not to. Give her mercy.
Dude, that's the best.
Even though she lies all the time. But that's why the regrets, this is something you did that you feel and you have that weighing on you. Hey, okay. I just think right now, real quick, I think.
Well, hold on. Okay. This Harambe has checked back in and let us know why he's upset with us.
Oh, yeah. Why?
City SC finally scores goals and wins a game and we don't even talk about them.
Oh, because.
And. Harambe says that he's a libertarian. So, okay. All right. Well, what if the actual gorilla was a libertarian?
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, I guess. You think he had politics?
I love that.
Anyway,
thank you, Harambe.
Yeah, they finally won a game and we've barely mentioned them.
Because you said that they got the new coach bump.
Yeah,
and I said it must have been very difficult to fire such a handsome man in Olaf Melberg.
Yeah. I would have had a really tough time with that myself.
I would have been like, I'm so sorry. Listen, I don't want to do this. You're a beautiful man. Oh. You're a beautiful man, and I don't want
to
do this.
We have to let you go, but here's my number.
Here's my number.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amy Marks Kors, it is Monday Regrets. Tell us what you regret from the past week or the weekend or whatever. And if you say you regret coming back to work today, I am going to throw you out the window.
Well, you can't because there are these sealed
not
partitions.
This window.
Okay, so I know there are certain mints, M-I-N-T-S, like peppermint.
Breath mints. Yes.
That I can't have because they kind of like they eat up my tongue or more the sides of my mouth. Have you know the icebreakers mints?
Love them.
Yeah.
I like them too, but like I'll get like my tongue will get sore if I eat them. Well, anyway, on a week ago on Friday, my friend's like, do you want a breath mint? And I'm like, sure. And it was like an Altoid, one of the really strong little ones.
Yeah.
And I had one. It was delightful. So we were getting on the plane and we were boarding at different times. And she poured a handful of these little mints, like maybe like 15 of them, maybe 20, in my hand and said, here, put these in your pocket. You know, you can keep them. So we're boarding. And as we get in line, you know, to board, and I had my carry-on bag and my backpack. And I realized I don't have any pockets. Like I had a sweatshirt without pockets. I had leggings without pockets. So I panicked. And I put all the breath mints in my mouth at once. And I held them in the side of my mouth, the right side of my mouth. And I was like slowly chewing them, but my eyes were watering a lot. And I could feel it like eating the skin off my tongue. And it did. And for like about a week, I couldn't even talk. I had like a massive burn on my tongue and on the side of my mouth and the top of my mouth on the right side from the mint.
My tongue swells up.
You, Amy,
yeah.
You're going to get cancer now of the mouth.
From that?
Yeah.
From mints?
Yeah.
Why?
It's over for you. That's actually not true at all. I just
all
wanted
I know
to scare
is it,
you.
It hurt really bad. And I was lisping like this because my tongue was so sore.
Oh,
it was so sore.
So that's your regret?
Yeah. Do you know, I actually think I lost weight the first few days of the trip because I could not eat because my mouth hurt so bad from the mints. I don't put all 20 mints. I just panicked. I didn't have any pockets and we were boarding and I get nervous when we board. I always feel like I'm going to be arrested or something. So I put all the mints in my mouth at once.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
It hurt.
It's good to have you back.
There's nothing. Imagine burning your tongue 100 times over in the same
spot.
That's
not that bad.
It's so bad. It was like a thorn in my tongue.
I have a couple of regrets now that I think about it, and you're reminding me of one of them. Yeah. I regret that I bit my tongue yesterday, like the back of my tongue.
Oh.
So it hurts
so
really bad. And you can't do it. It's way back there.
I cannot believe you have the audacity to bring that up after I literally just told you how I have like third degree mint burns.
Mine is worse. Biting your tongue is worse than burning your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You could see it. You could see where the skin had been like
Would you rather burn the inside of your mouth or bite your tongue? I bet most people would rather burn the inside of their mouth.
No one's burned it like this before.
Oh, the tongue bite is the worst. I also regret not being a better negotiator because clearly I did not do a good enough job getting vacation days because Amy Marks-Kors has 500 vacation days a year somehow.
No.
I think I'm out of vacation days, and I've used one.
That's because you use yours in stupid ways. Like,
that's
you use them
true.
On Fridays and Mondays to go drink in Chicago, and then you're like, where did my vacation go? I haven't taken
a
single
vacation. You take full weeks.
Because
vacation.
5 days.
She's taken
5 days.
You've had like
I took 5 days.
7 1-week vacations.
No, not even true. But what you do is you're like, oh, I'm going to Chicago. Oh, I'm hungover. I'm going to take Monday off. And you do that over and over again. And that's how you use your 5 days, where I save all of mine and then I take my 5 days.
This is nonsense.
I took 5 days. That's it. And you're like, oh, the tummy ache. Oh, I was drinking.
Tummy ache?
Oh, my friends.
I had an actual?
My friends are in a boy band, and they're playing in Chicago.
What?
You talk about your stupid friends in the stupid boy band
all
the time.
They're really fun. Boy band night, they're fun.
Yes.
They come to St. Louis and play.
Half of your vacation is being used
to go
watch your boy band friends.
No, because I wait till they come here.
Not true. You've gone to Chicago.
I
got another wedding in Detroit.
Another? I've been to one wedding
Friday
in Detroit.
And you,
it happened in October.
You are that
I have
person,
a wedding in Wisconsin coming up.
Some people go broke $20 at a time. Some people go broke all at once. I go broke all at once. You go broke $20 at a time with your little wedding vacations.
It's not a vacation. By the way, I don't want to go to this other wedding.
It doesn't matter if you want to go. You still have to use your vacation
pay money.
Day.
I got to pay money for this stupid wedding. Pay money for a hotel.
See, people think that you're mean and I'm nice. I can ghost people and I can not go to things way easier than you can. I don't feel obligated to do anything.
Pajeski, what is your regret?
You know what?
Everything's perfect.
You don't have any regrets. Everything's fine.
I don't get it.
I regret. Why do I regret? Why do I regret anything I do? Everything I do is intentional.
No, that's Kevin.
I know.
Yeah. I regret trying to look for a house to buy. I spent so much time looking to buy a house, and I realize it's just impossible right now, and so I'm back into apartment lifestyle.
You know what, though? It's a life experience, and you had to look. And if you had just gone straight to an apartment, you would have felt like, oh, I should have bought a house.
But I wasted money, like, getting inspections done, applying for, loans, and, not fun.
And you've had to drive from Jeffco every day now, right?
Yeah.
So
because you're in between homes?
I'm in limbo right now.
Are you guys moving in together? I thought you were.
I offered...
Yeah. No.
I thought you guys were moving, moving into an apartment, a new apartment, and Pajeski's moving with you.
I can't have a roommate ever again. After living alone, I don't even know that I could live with a lady ever. I love living.
Okay.
I love. Listen.
Okay.
If I ever decide to do that marriage thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get separate houses.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I think you just want a neighbor.
You know, yes.
You don't think you want to get married.
I think there's something to the idea of that sleep divorce. Was that what it's called?
Yeah.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, where people, it's a newer thing, where people are sleeping in separate bedrooms, and they find that their home life is way better. They like...
Also, this thing has been around forever. They just put names on it, and they're like, oh, it's quiet quitting. Oh, it's sleep divorce. Everybody has heard of these things
forever. I've never heard of sleep divorce. I've never heard of a couple
oh my gosh,
having separate bedrooms.
I will just say this off the air. I know multiple couples having separate rooms.
You do? I know zero people who do that.
I know a lot. Some are for practical reasons, and some, like, I don't want to name them, but some just like, as a kid growing up, certain people never had the same bedroom. I have to clarify, it's not my parents. My parents are madly in love. It's other people.
No, you can still be madly in love, but sleep in separate rooms.
No, they don't. But I just mean, like, other people that I've known, like, sleep divorce has been around forever. To me, actually, I felt like I knew as many couples who didn't sleep in the same room as who did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I know anybody.
Really?
Who's done that. Yeah. That I'm aware of. Maybe there are people who do it and I just don't know. But...
yeah.
But I think I bet there's a real benefit to it.
I don't.
Why? You get your space, you know, it's, and then you can sleep in the same room when you want to.
I think it's a good sign for a marriage to share a bed.
Why?
Well, for a number of reasons.
But why is it a bad sign?
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it depends. Some of the people I know have very, very odd schedules.
Mm-hmm. You might get better sleep. I don't know. Anyway, that's Amy Mark's course. I'm Chris Ranji. We have a way for you to give back to people who were affected by the storm. The website, the link is still active, and it will be KMOX.com/Red Cross. Go there because we have raised so far, and let me refresh. We are at $268,000. Close to $269,000. So please, if you can, the minimum donation is $10. You can donate whatever you want. KMOX.com/Red Cross. All goes for tornado relief, and it stays right here in the St. Louis area.
All stays local. All stays local. And again, we want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. You can call or text your Monday regrets.
That's right.
And another way to help tornado victims.
Oh, the Pleiadors are playing at Del Mar Hall. Neil Salsik's going to be part of the mix. We had Dave Grelli and Neil in studio today. Del Mar Hall, it will get started at 7 o'clock. They got a show, Pleiadors Family Affair, and they will be giving the proceeds to tornado relief. That is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday at Del Mar Hall.
Very, very exciting.
You know what's coming up today? Gas House Gang, 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
Tom Ackerman and me. Who else do we have, Matt?
John Rooney.
Oh, John Rooney will join the show for a bit. Cardinals dropped 2 of 3 in Texas. They got the day off today. Then they will have a long homestand. The Dodgers are coming to town over the weekend.
That's a lot
Shohei
of fun.
Shohei Ohtani is going to be in town.
That's a ton of fun.
That will be a lot of fun.
Hey, I know we didn't get to talk to Matt Pauly about this, but the Wednesday night, the Stanley Cup final begins with the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. That's a repeat of last year's Stanley Cup final. Edmonton Oilers with Connor McDavid, the next Gretzky, and Florida Panthers, obviously with St. Louis and Matthew Tkachuk. That's going to be a ton of fun. Thursday, the NBA finals start with the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Indiana Pacers. Which final series are you most excited to watch?
Probably Thunder. Pacers. I'm surprised the Pacers got there, but Oklahoma City is really good. That is a really, really good team.
Yeah. Matt?
Hockey, always. Nothing beats the Stanley Cup.
That's right.
In your opinion?
I've got the best opinion.
No.
Oh, we do.
We have the best opinion. It's what the plaque says.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that'll be fun. And then the French Open, women's final this Saturday, men's final on Sunday. And we'll probably need to talk to our horse editor, Scott Jagow.
Oh, Scott Jagow, yeah.
Because the Belmont Stakes
is this weekend. Yeah.
And that will have the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, and the runner-up, Journalism. Wait, the Journalism won the Preakness.
Yep.
Was Journalism second in the Kentucky Derby?
I don't remember.
I don't remember, but it won the Preakness.
That's Amy Mark's course. I'm Chris Ranji. This is the Chris and Amy Show. Award-winning. With the best opinion.
That's right.
In all of the state of Missouri.
In all of the opinions in Missouri, we have the best one.
I didn't tell you guys. I just took my little contribution to the show and submitted that. It was my opinion.
What was your opinion?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Was the clip, did it start like this? Well, here's what I think.
Yeah. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. All right, Amy, you missed it. While you were gone, BetUS.com.
Hey. Just some website. BetUS.
It came out with what they called Major League Looks.
Maybe it's Betus.
I don't think it's. It might be Betus.
Okay.
Top behind the scenes MVPs. They measured over 800 mascots, managers, umpires, and broadcasters in baseball. And they have determined who is the most crush-worthy.
Crush-worthy?
Yeah, it's about attraction.
Hot? Like hottie body?
Yes.
Oh.
It's about personality, confidence, and presence. Okay. So they took a scouting-style approach, and they measured factors like personality traits, the golden ratio, which measures facial proportions and symmetry, job titles, search volume, and social media following. And the number one winner overall was Baxter, the mascot of the Diamondbacks.
I've never even heard of Baxter.
I know, but you're going to love this, who's on the list. There are a bunch of St. Louis people. Okay. Tom Ackerman came in 97th.
He, as a hottie broadcaster?
Yeah.
You know what? He's a hottie. I don't disagree. Tom Ackerman's the best.
Yeah, baseball broadcaster.
I will say this. I had a friend who had grown up listening to Tom Ackerman, so assumed he was much older. And he is a young-looking man anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And when she met him, she was very flustered.
He's cute. I think he's very cute.
She goes, oh my gosh, that's Tom Ackerman? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was flustered.
Benji Molina came in 44th.
Wow, that's awesome.
So there are some
attractive people.
Yeah, that's right. So good
wait,
for
but
him.
The mascot was the most handsome?
Yes. And Fred Bird came in 116th.
Wait, I don't think it's fair that mascots and people were on the same handsomeness list.
I don't know. According to this list, they are.
Baxter, the Diamondbacks?
Yep. It was Baxter and then the Philly Fanatic.
The Philly Fanatic is not attractive at all.
I don't know. They think so.
He looks like Oscar the Grouch, kind of.
And then Clark the Cub, who doesn't wear pants, was
number
three.
Just because you don't wear pants, it doesn't mean you're that hot.
Well, somebody thinks so.
Hey, okay, Baxter is kind of attractive.
Baxter is good looking, isn't he? Isn't he a cat?
He is.
He's a cat.
Baxter is pretty attractive.
Let's talk to Keith, who is in Collinsville and has a regret for us. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, my lifelong regret involves Joe Buck and Jack Buck.
Oh.
Many years ago in the 80s, I worked at Clayton Studios in St. Louis, the best recording studio in St. Louis, and Jack would come in to record the billboards for Cardinal Baseball for the network. And I don't know if your listeners know what a billboard is, but if you want to tell them what it's the intro to the Cardinal Baseball game on the network.
Cardinals Baseball and, brought to you by whatever and all that stuff, yeah.
And Jack came in and Joe came in at the same time, and we recorded. Jack finished, and he said, and I gave the script to Joe, and I said, here, you record it. And he said, no, I don't want to do it. And his dad said, get your you-know-what in there. And so I gave Joe the script, and he read it, and then at the end, I mixed it, and I put it on a cassette tape, and I gave it to Joe, and I had a cassette tape, but I've lost it.
Oh.
And I would do anything if I had that cassette tape just to hear what he sounded like then.
Oh,
Keith,
man.
You really blew it, man.
That is a regret.
Ah, Keith.
That is a great regret.
I'm sorry
regret.
That happened to you, but it's entirely your fault. That is entirely Keith's fault.
No.
He blew it.
Keith, I'm on your side. I'm so sorry.
Well, that I'm sorry, too, that I'm sorry that he screwed up so badly. Because I would like to have heard that, too. If you do locate a Keith, he had to send it in, you know, put it on, you know, digitally, upload it, and then send it to the show here.
Hey, you know how, obviously, I was traveling at the airports recently. So, a new, not survey, but study has found that overall, not in a case-by-case basis, but overall, if you are flying alone, you will pay more money.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Than if you're flying with other people and you're buying multiple tickets. So American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta, the U.S.'s three largest carriers, often charge passengers more money if they're traveling alone. For instance, if you want to book a flight from Chicago O'Hare to Peoria, it would cost you.
Who the hell is going to fly to Peoria from Chicago?
That's why this was a weird example. $269 if you're flying alone, but $181 per ticket if others are joining you. So they said not always, but a lot of times airlines, the three largest airlines in the country, will charge passengers more if they're traveling alone. Also, a lot of people cut it close with getting to the airport. Starting tomorrow, United Airlines will be required to check in at least 45 minutes before departure. Otherwise, like, you can't take your bags with you. Previously, the deadline was 30 minutes. And I knew that with international flights, if you're checking bags, because people say, oh, 45 minutes is plenty. No. They won't take your bags if you're not there an hour early, depending on the airline.
Right.
So now United Airlines is making it 45 minutes. So heads up, if you're flying United, you need to make sure you're there if you're and checking in at least 45 minutes before departure for domestic flights.
A text message here says, I still regret watching Farmer Wants a Wife because I still haven't found the farm in Kirkwood. I forgot about that.
The farm in Kirkwood, yeah. I think they're like, do you have a yard?
Yeah.
You have a yard? Yeah.
Don't you have to have at least one animal?
Well,
or be, you know, have a crop?
I think Joey Vitale's in Kirkwood and he got chickens. I bet they're counting that as a farm.
Chickens.
Yeah.
You've seen the video of Rick Ross?
Rick Ross?
Yeah, rapper. Rick Ross, and he's talking about raising chickens. He got chickens. He got thousands of chickens. Quack, quack, quack. And the guy looks at him like, what?
What?
Quack? Quack? Thousands of chickens. Quack, 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 quack. That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, we're finished.
Wow. What a great day.
I know.
What a
great
day.
Did you think people voted for us for the A-list?
Probably not.
STL Mag A-list news talk show?
Here's what I think. They meant to, but they were too riveted by our show.
Go to @ChrisAmyKMOX on Twitter and vote for us, or I swear to the heavens that I will come to your house and I will start a kitchen fire.
No, you can't.
And then I'm going to leave.
Ron, you can't see
stuff like that. You can't stop me.
Yeah, I think the cops can.
Vote for us, STL Mag A-list.
Every day.
Vote every day.
We got to beat the Glover Show.
Oh, we will be pissed if you don't.
Please vote every day.
Yeah. Amy Marks Kors, goodbye. I'm Chris Ronji. I'll still be here because the Gas House Gang is about to happen. Tom Ackerman coming in. We're going to talk to John Rooney, who just emceed the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame induction.
Oh.
That happened on Friday. So, we'll talk to Rooney at 12:30. Gas House Gang is next. Bye, Amy. I said bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.